I only caught a glimpse of her at the moment, but she was a lovely woman with a face that a man might die for. So says Sherlock Holmes in one of the most popular of the Conan Doyle adventures, A Scandal in Bohemia. Hello, and welcome to two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. My name is Peggy Weber, and I had, as a young actress, the good fortune to perform with Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce on some of their Sherlock Holmes radio broadcasts. To Sherlock Holmes, Irene Adler was the woman. A great deal has been made of this over the years in many a pastiche, and even in some recent feature films, implying that Holmes was in love with Miss Adler. But we must not lose sight of the true nature of Sherlock Holmes. As Dr. Watson writes, Holmes was a man to whom all emotions, particularly that of love, were abhorrent to his cold, precise, but admirably balanced mind. It would not be in Holmes' nature to be in love with such a woman. We must also bear in mind that outward signs of love in the Victorian era were suppressed. Women were considered second-class citizens, creatures who stood behind their men, bred and raised their children, and stood by silently and supportively. Such forward women as Irene Adler were considered loose women, a woman who was, in the words of the King of Bohemia, an adventuress. Holmes accepted this label placed upon Miss Adler by his client, but did not have so narrow a mind about women.